With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes and coming up in this week's show, we'll be previewing this weekend's big matches in the league, in the cup, and in the FA Trophy. We'll also be hearing from Barwell FC, Spennymoor Town, Hensford Town, Witton Albion, Marine, Sheffield FC and Stocksbridge Park Steels. Plus, we'll have a fixture preview with Mark Carruthers from the Non-League Daily. Oh, and James Hayes. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So welcome everybody to this week's EvoStick Extra. Later in the show, we're going to be having a full fixture preview with the Non-League Daily's very own Mark Carruthers. We've also got interviews with an FA Trophy twist with the managers at Witton, Stocksbridge, and we're also going to be hearing from Marine as well, because there's been some cracking midweek results in the third qualifying round of the FA Trophy. But more on that in the middle of the show. But at the start of the show, there's only one place we can turn to. It's James Hayes from the NPL Facebook group. Hello, James. How's things?
How are you doing, Ben? Thank you very much for that.
So that's the chirpy opening, but we're gonna have to deal with a somber issue to begin with, unfortunately. And obviously, for those who are unaware, James Teagot, the guy on the tannoy, obviously, he's a Radcliffe Borough fan, and some very sad news from the middle of the week, an arson attack at the ground. You were at the ground last night for the County Cup match. What's the mood like at the club at the moment?
We're still waiting for the full details to come in to regards to, obviously, it's been confirmed that it is definitely arson that's happened, and no one knows what's the intention or anything like that at all. We're not going down the route of let's mope about.
There was an important football match last night in the County Cup, obviously, but there was a bit of a get-together feel as well about, come on, we're going to pick this club up now.
Yeah, it was. So that's, you just said it yourself there perfectly. So it wasn't a case of let's mope about like what a lot of people would have expected us to do. A team with literally next to no budget, lost the press area and a quarter of our stand now. But last night was a case of all fans, old, new, and people who've never been to Radcliffe Borough in the past. 294 fans for a County Cup game, which we had 80 people for when we played West Didsbury in the Manchester Cup this year as well.
There's two things to say, really. I do another show for Supporters Direct, and you speak to supporters' trusts all the time, and clubs, Phoenix clubs, and clubs that have gone through crises and stuff like that. It takes a crisis for a wider community to rally round, and I think that's what we saw midweek, and it shows that the support there from the town for the football club, and long may that continue. The other thing to say is as well that obviously being a radio type of guy and stuff like that, the only bits of a football ground we see are the press boxes, and my abiding memory of the press box, Teagot's press box, was a terribly boring Manchester Premier Cup game a few years ago where the ball was going left out of the ground into a lake, and the only way to deal with that was to play Scott Walker records while we're waiting for the ball to be retrieved. So happy memories from Radcliffe Borough, and hopefully there'll be happy memories in the future as well, in the new press area, wherever that may be, and hopefully Radcliffe Borough will bounce back. And to be honest with you, knowing all the volunteers and knowing the club, I've got 100% confidence that's indeed going to be the case. So all the best to Radcliffe Borough in the immediate and in the distant future as well. Right then, James, we're going to clumsily segue to the league results from Saturday in the Northern Premier League Premier Division, and it was quite we billed it, didn't we, on the NPL show last week as Super Saturday, and well, James, did it prove to be Super Saturday?
Indeed so.
No, it didn't. There was 1-1 and a 0-0. That is not super. So, yes.
One of the results was, yes, let's be honest.
So what happened was that Russia Olympic have got the only victory out of the top four on Saturday. Russia Olympic beating Whitby Town 1-0. Russia now out in front by 1 point over Buxton, who got a very good 0-0 draw away from home at Croft Park against Blyth Spartans. I think Martin McIntosh would have took that.
I think they'd be happy with that result there. Going up to Blyth is always difficult. And as we said last week as well, the two results there for that weekend could make a huge impact coming up to Christmas now, not just for themselves, but in the playoff race as well at the moment. Because obviously that draw puts Blyth 4 points behind in the chasing pack. But we've still got two games in hand. It's what they can do with them two games.
I think, it's something we've touched upon over recent weeks about Rushall. And you know, we've jokingly asked the question to the manager, you know exactly what the chairman's thinking. But there is an element to it where if you've got the chairman and the manager speaking from the same hinge sheet, which is definitely the case at Rushall Olympic, you have got a bit of an added advantage there over many clubs also in this title mix-up at the moment. So I think Rushall got a bit of an advantage there, certainly. Further down, in fifth position now, we've got Hensford Town. We build this as a very important match. Workington have been on cracking form in recent weeks, and Workington hosted Hensford Town on Saturday. It finished 2-0 to the visitors. Hensford Town now a point within the playoffs and 5 points now off league leaders. Paul Casey, the manager at Hensford Town, caught up with Hensford Town TV after that match.
Congratulations on your first win as Hensford manager. How does that feel?
Amazing. It's been, if you think about it, I took charge 14 days, 14 days ago, really on the Saturday. We had one training session and we've had a tough time over the last 14 days. We've been trying to get to know the players and the shape and the formation. And today we've done what I would say is we've travelled to Workington, got 3 points, restricted them to a couple of chances. We've had some good chances as well as scoring two good goals.
Would you say the first two goals in the quick succession perhaps killed off the game early?
Well, I thought the first 30-40 minutes we were on top, I thought. Their left winger got into the game and started doing really, really well. But I thought we got the ball behind them, and I think that's what hurt them early doors, and that's how we scored the goals. And let's be fair, we could have had two or three extra goals there.
Would you say for the first time since you've been Henson manager, this is the first time you felt like your team rather than Liam's team?
I don't know. I don't know whether that's the case. I think basically when you're a manager stepping up to a club like Hensford, yeah, people are going to question what you do. Not so much what Liam does or what I do. It's what I do when I've got players in. You know who I've signed today, Gavin Keynes. He's come in. Yeah, knowing a few of the players have been immense today. This team is Hensford's football team. It's not my team. It's not Liam's team. It's not anyone's team. We've come away today and done a really good job. Professional job to the end, and the lads are absolutely buzzing, and I'm proud of them.
Looking ahead to Tuesday's game, are you going to give some more than new lads more time?
Yeah, I think because of the nature of the Staffordshire Senior Cup, we can't play certain players because they weren't signed in time. We've signed a young Montel Gibson from Notts County, the first year pro. He wasn't registered in time for today, but we can't even use him Tuesday, but we'll be freshening things up with the lads because we've had a few lads travel today that haven't played, which I know is disappointing for them. But we came here to get a result and a performance. I would have took the performance without the result, but we've actually played well for 95 minutes.
Would you say you've finished adding players to your squad?
No, I haven't. We do lack box-to-box because we've got Jamie Sheldon and Ashley Sammons, who are technically number 10s. Tom Thorley really is the only one who goes box to box. Simeon May's been injured since last week. So I think we need a physical presence in there to go with the ability. I might have someone who can really win a tackle. But Tom Thorley covered every blade of the grass. That was a great captain.
So a big thank you there to Hensford Town TV. Paul Casey's views there following that match, that vital 3 points against Workington. And it is a vital 3 points that Hensford got there on Saturday.
It was indeed, especially because, again, they'd lost the last two games in the league as well and just lost that bit of pace. The results against Matlock and Colbert should have seen them joining this Super Saturday last weekend. But, again, just to settle the nerves a little bit, they've proven they can do it. And I say it week in, week out, but they can perform at this level and they should be doing so. Coming up the next couple of weeks, looking at the fixtures, more than capable just to start catching up to Blyth a little bit. Maybe not to Rushall and Whitby just yet.
you feel it's the calm before the storm at the minute, because exactly, obviously you've got the likes of Rushall, Buxton, Whitby and Blyth who've pretty much been in the top four now and top five all season pretty much. But then you see Hensford, you see Warrington getting their act together, you see Spennymoor bouncing back after a bit of a dip in form, you see Stourbridge just milling around there in mid-table with games in hand. It's the calm before the storm, certainly. Just a quick mention for that Warrington result. Warrington going to Frickley and winning by 3-0. A very good result. Warrington, a bit of late. Frickley, a bit of late. But a very good 3-0 win, Warrington Town. Spennymoor have gone up to 7th position in the league. They're now 2 points from the player positions. They've got 2 games in hand over Hensford Town, who are in that 5th spot at the moment. And on Saturday, Spennymoor Town had a tricky match at Hurst Cross, and Spennymoor Town won by 2-1. And, after the match, coach Alan White caught up with Spennymoor Town TV.
What a great result, though, at the end of the day, 2-1 against Ashton.
Yeah, good result is the most important thing, really. But we played well. We dominated the game. You know, we were the better team all the way through the game. But we make it difficult for ourselves because, again, like we've done in a lot of games recently, we've not taken our chances. You know, we've dominated, we've created a lot of chances, got in behind them a lot, but not that final ball wasn't quite good enough, the finish wasn't quite good enough, final decision wasn't the right one. You know, we missed a lot of chances when we're dominating periods of the game. But we got the goal. Still need that second one, you know, just to finish it off. We got the second one and then we go gift them another goal. You know, we one ball over the top again, which is a bit annoying. You know, we stood there. We don't play offsides, you know what I mean? I've been saying it for a while. We don't play offsides. We try and keep a high line, but if there's no pressure on the ball and you've got to drop and you've got to stay with your runners. But their goal, we stood there with an arm in the air. And it annoys me, you know what I mean? Because it's stuff that we talk about a lot. It seems that last five, six, 7 minutes of the game, we tend to make strange decisions and, you know, do things that we haven't been doing through the game. Because I think defensively, we look really good today. We've looked really solid. We've got tight. We've won headers. We've defended well. They haven't really caused us any problems apart from some set pieces, which we dealt with quite well. But we kind of gifting teams goals, you know, that's been our fault. And it's just down to little silly decisions that we make, you know. But we won, and that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it'll kickstart a sort of productive Christmas period for us, you know. We can get into the new year with 3 or 4 wins under our belts in a row and be in a good position in the new year to kick on and have a bit of a run at the title. You know, it's still there, it's still anyone's. There's teams dropping points, we've mm-hmm. dropped points, they've dropped points. Mm-hmm. But I think psychologically it's a big win for us.
So a big thank you there to Spennymoor Town TV, and those are the thoughts of Alan White, and a very good 3 points at for Spennymoor Town. Again, it was not looking shaky for Spennymoor Town. I don't think that's the right phrase at all, but they'd have 3 back-to-back defeats up to that point, so it was needed to steady the ship.
Yeah, I mean, obviously playing Ashton back-to-back might have helped a little bit there, because obviously both sides knowing each other's tactics a little bit more, so maybe a bit of an open hand there for Spennymoor. But as you said, the same as well, 3 straight defeats and then 2 a draw to Stourbridge as well. They've been up there all season. A lot of people didn't expect it until they saw the pre-season signings. So they've proven they can do it, and they can beat the top teams as well. So point against Buxton, point against Whitby. Coming into the Christmas period now, again, opportunity for them just to prove a point, and can they push forward?
So that's Spennymoor Town. Matlock Town, they had a bit of a slip up on Saturday. Stafford Rangers beat them by 2-0. We said that was always going to be tricky. The team in 9th position, that's Workington, we mentioned them. 10th position, Stourbridge. The gap is now 5 points to the playoff positions. They do have loads of games in hand, though, on everyone around them. Nantwich Town. Now, Nantwich Town on Saturday, we mentioned this. Who mentioned it? Was it Berkey on last week's show? About Colville Town. And Nantwich Town have come unstuck against Colville Town on Saturday. Colville Town won by 3-1. And that result sees Colville Town now 9 points clear of the relegation zone. And it's been an excellent set of results for Colville of late. They're the 4th most informed team in the league. Now, a team who had just shot out of nowhere, essentially. You know, a few people around the table at the MPL show over the last couple of months have said, oh, we're a bit worried about Barwell. But Barwell, wow, the last four league matches, they've come out all guns blazing. And on Saturday, it was no different. Barwell 4, Skelmersdale United 0. And Skelmer, one of those teams as well, who were starting to turn the corner slightly when it comes to the league. They were starting to get a couple of points on the board. But Barwell, a superb victory there. And after the match, Barwell FC on YouTube caught up with first team coach Tom Cherry.
So Tom, 4-0 win at home against Skelmersdale United. How pleasing is it to have won so convincingly today?
I think it's a massive result, to be fair. I think the two sending offs were deserved, but people might look at that and think, oh, well, they've only played 9 men. But we dominated throughout the game, and to be honest, I don't think they've had one or two shots on target, so just shows our dominance, really. And to be fair, it could have been 5 or 6 to the end. So,
and how pleasing was it to have such an attacking threat, particularly in the first half where you scored 3 goals?
Well, you know, yeah, obviously very pleasing that we're 3-0 up at half time, but I think it's been coming, to be fair. Last week at Corby, I think we could have gone in 3 or 4 up at half time as well. The two lads up front are making a massive difference, and it's all slowly coming together now. So.
But it showed a lot of steel at the back to have kept the clean sheet, a third clean sheet in a row in the league.
Yeah, you know, we said that at half time. We were 3-0 up, obviously. We didn't necessarily have to go for loads and loads of goals, but we thought a clean sheet was important. We wanted that. You know, it's important to us. The lads at the back four, like the gaffers said, have had a lot of stick during the start of the season. Now they're sort of reaping the rewards now. You know, we're getting that bit more at the top end, and we're keeping clean sheets, which is what they want. A bit of pride there, so.
It's another 3 points and 3 more points further away from the relegation zone. Just how pleasing is it now that after a really good form, run of form that you've been on, that you're now starting to get away from the bottom four and starting to push towards even greater things?
Yeah, well, that's important. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, the gaffer told all the lads that we want a bit of a buffer going into Christmas with us in the bottom four. And I think, is it 11 points now from the bottom four? So, you know, it's great for all of us. We want to start looking above us now instead of looking over our shoulder, which we have been at to do, you know, over the last couple of weeks. But hopefully, keep going. You know, we're looking forward to the next couple of games. Get up to Blyth and hopefully stay with a bit of a buffer this side of Christmas. So.
Okay, and finally, no game midweek, but you've got a game at home again against Sutton Coldfield. How pleasing is it now that you've picked up the home wins? Because I know that the form at home wasn't too great earlier in the season. How pleasing is it now that you've been able to change those ways, I suppose?
Yeah, no, it's important. You know, this place should be a fortress for us, really. And, you know, we've got to get it like that. Last year, I think we had, going into the end of the season, we had one of the top three for home records last season. So we've got to turn it around. And we, you know, we're getting a few wins at home now. So I think it's important. We've got to keep that going. You know, it won't be no easy game. Sutton, Richard Sneakers are there. We know them quite well. Obviously, Inksy was here pre-season. You know, he'll have the boys at it. It'll be no easy task. So.
So there's Tom Cherry there speaking to Barwell FC on YouTube. And, well, Barwell... is it too late for them to climb the table even further and get to the playoff positions like they've done in the last couple of seasons?
You never know. I said, wow, well, I've always been a team that can be a bit of a helter-skelter. But again, they've won the last four now, so you can't rule them out at this moment in time.
There's a couple more results that we just need to touch upon. Grantham Town beat Ilkeston by 3-0. Proving again, Grantham Town, Barwell, Michelover Sports... they're all very, very capable. They're the mid-table teams from hell at the moment that I don't think anyone would like to play. A good result, that, for Grantham Town away from home. Leaves Ilkeston, well, now in the relegation spots, but they do have games in hand over Frickley, who are 2 points up the road. Now, elsewhere, and we've also got this result here. Down the bottom end of the table, we christened last Saturday's Super Saturday for the top half, but to be fair, Sutton Coldfield against Corby Town was a very, very big game down the bottom end of the table, and Richard Sneaker's side came out on top, and in a very big way. Sutton Coldfield Town 5, Corby Town 1. It's 9 points now to safety up the road where Frickley Athletic is for Corby Town. Sutton Coldfield have closed the gap to 3 points. And lastly, and we're going to speak to Dave McMillan shortly with regards to the FA Trophy at Marine. But Marine did get a cracking result on Saturday, 4-0 against Halesowe in Town. A vital 3 points up for Marine. They were on the skids, weren't they, really? And that halted the slide and helped them bounce into their next fixture, which we'll talk about right about Now, James, it's now time for the FA Trophy third qualifying round, roundup. And we're going to be speaking to Dave McMillan at Marine. We're also going to be speaking to Chris Hilton at Stocksbridge Park Steels. We've got Carl McCauley coming on as well from Witton Albion. It's been a cracking week in the FA Trophy for MPL sides. But we're going to start with commiserations. And commiserations to Stafford Rangers. It was always going to be tough going to Victory Park. And Charlie won by 1-0. Blyth Spartans, they got a 2-2 draw away at Alti midweek. Altrincham 2, Blyth Spartans 2. So that goes to a replay on Saturday at Croft Park. But it's now time for the good news. The good news, people. And let's start. Where do you want to start, James? I mean, the three cracking results. Let's start with the big one. Marine 3, Darlington. Oh, is that the big one? They're all pretty.
Yeah, they're all pretty big. I'd start with that one first, yeah. Old Field, because of the scale of the other two. Let's, I mean, if you want to start with go on, I'll let you pick.
Yeah, all right, we'll start with Marine, purely based on alphabetical order. All right, we'll start with Marine. Third qualifying round replay on Merseyside. Marine 3, Darlington 2. Wow. Daniel Mitchley getting the penalty winner. Cracking stuff. The equaliser came on the 81st minute. The first goal for Marine came on the 38th minute. That got the scoreline back to 2-1. To come from 2-0 down against a team who are doing really well in the league above, and then to win it 3-2. I spoke with the vice chair at Marine. Here's Dave McMillan.
Good evening, Ben. It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Firstly, happy birthday and a big congratulations as well, we should say. It's been a hell of a week for Marine. Obviously, we could touch upon the 4-0 in the league against Hales Owen. That was quite good, but not as good as Tuesday night's match against Darlington. A phenomenal result.
Yeah, well, as you say, it was my birthday on Saturday. So from a personal viewpoint, obviously beating Hales Owen 4-0 at home was a pretty good way to start that day off. But last night was fantastic, really. Played really, really well. You know, 2-0 down against the team. Fourth or fifth, I think, in National North. One of the leading scorers in the country as well, I believe. And came back in dramatic scenes towards the end. Mitchley from 25 yards. And then a 95th minute penalty. So, you know, really, you can't ask for more. And great night, just like old times.
I mean, to be honest with you, the first match, because obviously Tuesday was a replay, the first match, to take it to a replay against a team like that is fantastic, an absolute fabulous outcome. Then to take it to the replay, go 2-0 down in that replay, and win by 3-2, it's just cracking. Next up, though, this coming Saturday, we've got the small matter of a trip to Edgeley Park to take on Stockport County. And, if you can beat Darlington, here's my logic, if you can beat Darlington, then you can beat Stockport County. There, I've said it.
If only football was that simple. I'm certainly not going to do Stockport's theme talk for them, let's put it that way. But I think most observers probably, you know, wouldn't have thought we'd have got past Darlington, to be fair, but we did. And Saturday's another day. Good pitch, nice ground. We'll have a good following. I believe that we've already got a couple of coaches filled, plus the team bus as well. So, you know, it's these are the sort of games and the sort of ties that you want to play in. We as a club, we have got a very good FA Trophy pedigree. Although we haven't done a lot in the competition in recent years, but it's nice to be back in the competition proper, and you never know, do you? You know, you look at Bursko not that long ago, won it, so who knows? But it's the old cliche. You've just got to take every game as it comes.
And just a quick mention for the league. We've been joking about it for a while now, because obviously the last time I spoke to you was at Stafford. And I asked you the question, is it Marine's year? Ever since the form's kind of just in and out, let's call it in and out. And Marine, though, you're 18th at the moment, but you're in this pack of teams like Stafford Rangers, like Mickleover, who and Barwell, who wouldn't be surprised could put a run together. Is that where you are at the moment with Marine? It's kind of not really looking over your shoulder too much, but looking upwards.
Yeah, well, I think there's always we have slipped down the league recently, and obviously being a little bit inconsistent. And you do, you know, I don't think you'd be human if you didn't look down the table at teams picking up points below, you know, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, I think if you look back to Saturday when it did click, brought a few players in as well. And, you know, we've got some fixtures coming up that you would hope that we should pick some points up. Home form's been pretty good. You know, it's away from home in the league in particular that we struggled, really. One thing I would like to say about last night as well is our young fans in particular were fantastic. A group of about 20 or 30 all went to Darlington, made plenty of noise, got behind the lads, and it was a big boost. You know, and as for Mitchley, I think it's one of those that if I'd come home last night and found him in bed with the missus, I'd have poured him a large scotch, and then I'd have tucked him in.
Fair enough. I don't know how to end the interview. Okay, let's end it on this one. A big All congratulations, right. Dave, to everyone at the club, and a big congratulations to all the players, all the volunteers, and everyone associated with the club, and a big good luck this weekend at Edgeley Park. And on behalf of all the listeners, Dave, we hope you win.
Okay, thanks, man. Thanks for your time.
So, Dave McMillan there, Vice Chair at Marine. A big thank you for coming on the show. Next up in alphabetical order, also on Tuesday night in the third qualifying round replay in the FA Trophy, Stalybridge Celtic 2, Stocksbridge Park Steels 3. We called it anyway, James. We said Stocksbridge were going to go through. Yeah. So it's gone to form, this, really. No, beating a team two divisions above you, away from home.
No, it isn't at all. And again, Stocksbridge are doing well this season as well, but compared to Stalybridge. But again, it's still a magnificent achievement, taking a team two divisions above you out of the competition. I can't remember who they've got in the next round.
I'll tell you, James, because it was meant to be FC United, but unfortunately, we've decided we're not bothered about the FA Trophy for this season. We'd much rather concentrate on the Manchester Premier Cup. That's where all the action is. So we're focusing on that. So Stocksbridge Park Steels, you're welcome to that away trip to Liberty Way to take on Nuneaton. You're welcome to it. We didn't want to host you anyway. Honest. It's all yours. Nuneaton. The answer to your question. I'm not bitter about it, though. Not bitter. James, I'll be honest, it was rubbish. It was a terrible evening, and I'm absolutely devastated. But anyway, other than that, Stocksbridge did well. They did very well. Right, anyway, enough about my rant. here's the manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels, Chris Hilton, with his thoughts going into this tie this coming weekend away at Nuneaton Town. Hello, Chris, how's things?
Yeah, fine, thank you, Ben. Thanks for having me on again.
No problem. Well, you say again, but you keep inviting yourself on, essentially, because you've done it again, beating Stalybridge Celtic. It was obviously a tight affair in the first game. On paper, it looked like a tight affair, but following the scoreline on Tuesday night, it always seemed like Stocksbridge were in control. Is that how it felt on the night?
Last night we felt in control, especially the first half. If we'd have gone in 4 or 5-1 up at half time, I don't think they could have complained. The second half was a little bit different as they were going down the hill, and they put a lot of pressure on us the last 15-20 minutes. But yeah, the majority of the game we felt comfortable is probably the wrong word, but more comfortable than I would have expected against a team two divisions above us.
And when we were discussing this fixture a couple of weeks ago, we were basically saying that I've got a funny feeling about Stocksbridge in this game, and it proved the case. You're a cracking side this season. This coming Saturday, you've got the reward of getting to the first round, a trip to Nuneaton. What do you know about Nuneaton, or what are you expecting?
We're doing our own work on them. Obviously, tonight now we're playing. We feel like they've got a new manager in, who he's just won his first two games and won quite well. So we're going to have to be at his best again, which we know that anyway. Once you get to the first round, proper the FA Trophy, and you come against the Conference North teams, you're going to have to be at your best to know that they have an off day, and decisions go for you. It's going to be no difference to playing anybody, really. We'll go out there and we'll plan accordingly and do the best we can to get a result. We won't be going there to draw the game. We don't do that at Stocksbridge. We try and win every game we play.
Now, the listener already knows this, but I'm obviously an FC United fan, and we played Nuneaton last night in the game to face Stocksbridge. And Nuneaton were a totally different side to the one that FC United beat 3-0 2 weeks ago in the league. Tommy Wright's changed them completely, and they play very different now. And they're a tough opposition, but I think you knew they were going to be tough anyway.
Yes, definitely. We know, obviously, the centre-forward player is at Sheffield United, and my assistant at Stocksbridge is full-time coach at Sheffield United, so we know all about him. We know about a few of the other players as well. So, yeah, it's always going to be tough, like I say. When you're playing teams at our level or above, when you get to this stage, again, to the first round, it's going to be tough for whoever you play. So we just have to get on with it and plan, and hopefully we can turn up with our 100% in a game, and they're a little bit off.
And what's the mood like in the at the club at the moment? It must be pretty chipper after last night's events. Is the club up for a good trophy run this season?
Well, a lot of people said that we won't be able to do what we did last year and get to the first round. It will be a one-off because the club's not done it for so many years, and we've managed to prove people wrong by doing it for the second year on the bounce. The mood was a little bit down after Saturday's the defeat against Bashford. We obviously the refereeing decision that some people might have seen on YouTube, but yeah, after last night's result, everybody's in good spirits and we can't wait for Saturday. It's a big game, and if you're not up for these kind of games, then you shouldn't be playing football.
Well, Chris, the manager at Stocksbridge Park Steels, a big thank you for coming back on the show. I'm pretty sure you're going to be on again very soon as well when you're into the second round. On behalf of all the listeners, and in particular on behalf of an FC United supporter, we hope you win the next round and go through, and we'll have you back on.
I hope so too. Thanks very much. I hope I'm back on after this.
So a big thank you there to Chris Hilton, Stocksbridge Park Steels manager. Cracking result, that one. And joining Stocksbridge and Marine in the first round proper of the FA Trophy, we've got Witton Albion. And again, we did call it. We did call it. We did say Witton Albion had an excellent chance against Boston United. But Boston United took a 2-goal lead within the first 6 minutes or so, and then Witton Albion blew them away. 4-2 winners, superb stuff by Witton Albion, again beating a team two divisions higher than them. Well, let's catch up now with the manager. It's Carl McCauley, manager at Witton Albion. Here he is now. Hello, Carl, how's things?
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben. Things are going really well at the moment. We've had a great start to the season. We've had some fantastic results and a tremendous result the other night against Boston.
2-0 down, though. 2-0 down, and to score 4 goals against a team two divisions above you, you must be dead chuffed.
Yeah, I'm delighted for the group of players that we've got at Witton Albion Football Club, and they just keep digging and don't really know when they're beaten and don't give up. And when you kind of went 2-0 down against a team two leagues above us, you kind of wonder how we're going to get back into the game. But they responded in the right way. They kept on believing themselves and got themselves back in the game and went on to eventually control the game and get the rewards what we did.
It must have been tough as well, because obviously you had the first match you attempted, and Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian said that Witton were well in control in that game and were probably going to go through. So technically this is like a replay, isn't it? And a second bite of the cherry for the team higher to try and beat you, but you did it.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder, Ben, you know, when you've, again, like Andy said, we controlled that first game against Boston and we went in 1-0 ahead, and then you get called off with the fog, and then you wonder, is that going to affect us next game? But it didn't. It really didn't, and that's credit to them lads who go out there and play football week in, week out, with the right attitude, the right determination, and the right spirit, really. And that's what we've really got going in our favour at Witton Albion Football Club. This team spirit is really, really good. And that gets you points and gets you results.
But this weekend, you've got this big match against Chester. It's a very daunting proposition, this one. What are you expecting?
Well, I think it brings a lot of things. I think it brings, you know, the chance to play against, again, another higher opposition. in the National Conference, a fantastic outfit in Chester City Football Club. And personally, I know John McCarthy really well, and I know he's given us the respect that he's come and watched us against Boston on Tuesday. It's going to be a tough, tough task for our squad, and especially us being so young, but a great task for them, young players who experience the fixture really, and hopefully everyone enjoy it and try stay in the game and try get a result like we always try to do, Ben.
We've obviously spoke to a lot of Division 1 managers during the FA Cup runs and the FA Trophy runs, and I think they would describe this one as a free hit, essentially. There's not much expectation, but it's a good chance for your team to go out and enjoy yourselves, and you just never know with games like this. An upset could be on the cards.
Oh, that's right. I mean, again, every game what we play, we always look to win games, and we'll continue to do that. It's a great game for us. Chester will bring a large amount of supporters, so that will benefit both clubs in terms of obviously Chester and Witten get half of the gate receipts. So finance-wise, that's great for us, and it's a tie that we all wanted, and, you know, in terms of a local club like Chester or Tranmere, and the special bonus for us has been at home.
Well, Cal McCoy, on behalf of all the listeners, a big, 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 big good luck this weekend. We hope you win, and I'm pretty sure we'll have you back on for when you're in the second round. No problem at all.
Thanks, Ben.
So a big thank you to Cal McCauley there, manager at Witten Albion, and a big good luck to all our sides in the FA Trophy this weekend. We'll have a full preview in a second or two with Matt Carruthers from the Non-League Daily. But just before you go, James, it's now time for the Integro League Cup, Dudeson League Cup first round roundup. And James, two cracking matches midweek, two big games on paper, certainly. AFC Rushden and Diamonds 2, Corby Town 1. A very good result, that, for AFC Rushden and Diamonds going through to the next round. And Sutton Coldfield 3, Stourbridge 3. What a thriller there in the West Midlands. Easy for you to say if you can't say TH properly. Stourbridge 1, 4-2 on penalties. So as if Stourbridge didn't have enough on the plate, they're through to the second round of the Dudeson as well. So a big congratulations to Stourbridge and Rushden and Diamonds going through to the next round. And thank you, James Hayes, anyway, from the MPL Facebook group. How could people get involved with the MPL Facebook group and have a bit of MPL bants?
Yeah, facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter @the MPL group. Just one final thing as well, what we were saying before. If anyone does want to donate to the recovery fund for Ratcliffe Borough, the links will be going up on them pages for people to make donations as well.
Well, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, a big thank you for joining us. We'll put that link on the description as well to this podcast on Audio Boom. And you have a lovely week.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So, just before we get to the Premier Division preview, I feel obliged to highlight something that's been going on in Division 1 South. Quietly getting on with things and creating quite a run is the football club Sheffield FC. And joining me now, hopefully to not put the skids on it, we're joined by the manager at Sheffield FC. It's James Colliver. Hello, James. How's things?
How are you doing, Ben? You okay?
I'm all good. So hopefully this run will continue after this interview, we should say. But the run you've been on has been absolutely superb, hasn't it?
Yeah, the run has been phenomenal, and the turnaround from the start of the season. We found it the first month extremely difficult, with a lot of injuries, a lot of suspensions, unavailability, and we've got through that now. We feel as though we've turned a corner. It was tough month, and people were starting to doubt myself and the players. But you look at it now, and sitting fifth in the league, approaching Christmas, and the run's been incredible. But it's the same players. I'm not doing anything different that I would do at the start of the season. We've just got a lot of consistency in the players and in their performances. So, yeah, unbelievable turnaround, and credit to the players.
Now, I don't want to highlight something to you, James, but one of the panel on the MPL show predicted Sheffield would struggle this season. And what were your predictions for this season for your side? How did you think you were going to do? Did you think you could be playoff or even title contenders?
Our aims was to get past 34 points as soon as we possibly can. 34 points were the point score when I came in last year, last February. So we wanted to get past 34 points as soon as we possibly can to show impact, and then start aiming for sort of around mid-table, and why not cause a few problems and be hard to beat for different teams to play against. So, we're not getting carried away. We're in the playoffs where we are now. There's going to be twists and turns. I feel as though mid-table was a realistic aim for where we're at, but we also said let's try and cause a few upsets along the way.
And how's everything else at the club off the pitch? The crowds are doing quite well at Sheffield this season.
The club off the pitch, I think we are moving in the right direction. We've implemented an under-19 squad, which have got two great young aspiring managers. Then we've got the 21s again. It's complete rebuild, and they've sort of built on good young players around the city wanting to play for Sheffield FC. And then obviously the ladies, who have had a phenomenal season in the Super League, and I was delighted to join them in their presentation last week. And there's a real good feel around the place, and that's right from myself as manager of the first team right through to the kit man, the lady who serves the teas in the canteen, all the volunteers around the place that sort of make this special club what it is. And it is a prestigious club, and the brand is worldwide, and it's phenomenal. Richard Timms does a fantastic job, and he has just been to Qatar to sort of celebrate the world's first football club. So things off the pitch are certainly moving in the right direction, and I was going at the start of the season because things on the pitch wasn't, but we've sort of now we've turned it around, and things on the pitch have started to look much brighter.
What do you reckon for Gresley tomorrow then?
Gresley, again, it's another game on this phenomenal run. We played them probably a month ago, and we equalised through an unbelievable strike from the captain, Lee Cooksey. We know about them. They have got some real strengths. We've got some good players, so we'll be having to earn the result against a team that I believe can beat anybody on the day. So we'll approach the game as we have done the last 10, 11 games on this unbeaten run, and hopefully continue it. And then we'll celebrate by having our Christmas do out in Manchester tomorrow night.
Oh God! Right. Okay. I'll make sure I stay indoors then tomorrow evening. James Colliver, thank you for joining us. Big congratulations on the start. Big congratulations for Team of the Month as well. And you have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Ben.
So it's now time to look to the future, and it's now time to welcome back a dear old friend from the Non-League Daily. It's the editor, it's Mark Carruthers. Hello, Mark, how's things?
Hi there, I'm good, not too bad at all, for a busy Christmas period.
Absolutely, so welcome back to the show. It's now time to dip our toes into the fixture preview, and obviously we've got loads of matches in the league and the FA Trophy this weekend, but we really should start with Tuesday night's match in the second round of the FA Cup. It's Stourbridge against Northampton Town. It's definitely going to be on, no doubt about it at all. And Stourbridge are going to win. Thoughts?
Yeah, they've certainly got a chance. I mean, they're very much cup specialists these days. They're probably the story of the last 5 or 6 years in the FA Cup. I think it's the fourth time they've reached a second round.
Something like
yet
that.
Yet to reach round three, which is, I'm sure, something they'll want to break on Tuesday night. And there's every chance, you know, they're a great side going forward. Stourbridge always have been. And Gary, you'll have them fired up. It won't be easy, you know. Northampton have done, obviously got promoted last season from League Two. They've got a lot of experience in that side, but you never know. It's the FA Cup, and if anyone can do it, Stourbridge can.
And Wickham Wanderers await away in the next round, in the third round, and a big good luck to Stourbridge against Northampton Town on Tuesday night. We hope you win. Now, we've been mentioning the FA Trophy a lot. We've obviously spoke to Witton Albion this week, and Marine, and Stocksbridge Park Steels. And there's some cracking first round matches in the FA Trophy taking place on Saturday. And there is a very good chance of a couple of upsets, to say the least. Starting with this one here, Farsley Celtic against Southport. Southport aren't having the best of seasons. Farsley Celtic are having a hell of a season. It can only go one way, this one. They've said it.
I genuinely think it could be a shock. I mean, as you say, Southport have had a... never mind just this season. They've had a pretty shocking 3-4 years now. They just haven't put anything together. And as you say, Farsley have, I don't think they've shocked anyone this season, but they're putting a very impressive season in so far.
There's a Simpsons episode, isn't there, where there's the American football one where they're going, this is my gold shoe of the week. And Fazer Celtic, it's one of them. I'm very hopeful and a big good luck to Fazer. Now, it's a bit more tricky elsewhere. That said, though, Matlock Town against Solihull Moors. Solihull Moors aren't having the best of seasons, and Matlock Town, it's away from home. What do you think?
Well, Matlock again, probably the result of the round, the last round for me, beating Halifax. You know, the Halifax side that are in good form, that have done well in the FA Cup. But Matlock, they seem to be producing good results at the drop of a hat at the moment. I think Solihull obviously got a new manager in there at the moment who's still getting to grips with the squad. Made a few changes, made a few signings this week. It won't be easy. It could just be a step too far for Matlock, but you never know. They could force a replay up there.
Now, it does get more trickier now with these fixtures, and we spoke to Stocksbridge Park Steels earlier. Stocksbridge Park Steels travelling to Nuneaton Town 2 weeks ago. I would have said Stocksbridge, no problem at all. But I've seen Nuneaton now in the flesh under Tommy Wright when he's had a bit more time to manage the team. And Nuneaton Town midweek against FC United were formidable. Stocksbridge have to be 100% on Saturday.
And probably a bit more besides. I mean, you know, as you said, a couple of weeks ago when Kevin Wilson was still in charge, when the confidence was low, you would have tipped this one as a bit of an upset. But I think, again, this could just be a step too far. Tommy Wright's gone in. Or stepped up to manager, I should say. He's brought in a couple of new signings. He's rejigged the squad a little bit, and it has improved. It's improved a lot. I've no doubt they'll move away from the National League North relegation zone pretty soon, and I just think this could be a little bit too far for Stocksbridge. But you know, their win in the last round was mightily impressive. But I just can't say it. I really can't. I want to be more positive on that one, but I just can't say it.
And Marine, we spoke to David Millen, obviously, at Marine, and they're travelling to Wedgley Park against Stockport County. It's a big, big match, this one. Marine, they have to be on it, don't they? But Stockport County, they do blow hot and cold, big time.
They do, yeah. I mean, I've seen Stockport a couple of times this season. I've seen the good and the bad that they can produce. I saw them play Bishop Auckland in the FA Cup, and to be fair, I think Bishop's probably deserved a replay of that day. It was just one player who made the difference between the two sides. Marine really have improved this season. You know, I think you look at the last couple of years, it's been they've kind of had to escape relegation in the final months of the season. But they seem to have a little bit more about them. Danny Mitchell, obviously in form at the moment, but they will need to be on top of the game to get anything at Stockport. And who knows? But I think I would tip a Stockport win for that one.
Now, on Saturday, Chester are coming to town, and, well, we spoke to Cal McCauley, obviously, earlier. this one, if Witten get anything out of this, it would be an amazing outcome, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. And, you know, Witten are one of my favourite Evo Stick clubs. I had a lot of good memories going down there to visit them down there. Obviously, Andrew Simpson's a good mate who I get on with well as well. And it was sad to see them get relegated from the Premier Division a couple of seasons ago, and hopefully, this is the start of the recovery. Another great result in the last round to get through. But Chester, big club, it's a really tough one. You would be surprised if they could get anything.
And then on Sunday, we've got this one here, Shore Lane against Lincoln City. The only thing I can say here is, obviously, Shore Lane, I don't think any NPL Premier Division side would like to play Shore Lane at the moment. And I don't think anyone in the National League North would like to play Shore Lane at the moment. They are really, really superb at the moment, it has to be said. And Lincoln City obviously had a good FA Cup win this past week. Are they going to have their eye on the FA Trophy as well, do you think?
I think they will. I mean, I look at their squad, and I interviewed Danny Cowley during the week for Non-League Daily, and he is confident that they can do well on all fronts this season, including the FA Trophy. I think, for me, they'll be one of the favourites of the competition. Shore Lane, again, as you say, it's somewhere that most clubs wouldn't want to go, but I just think Lincoln, with the confidence that they've got, with the talent they've got in the squad, with the way Danny Cowley sets them up, they'll just have too much.
Now, obviously, there's the Blyth Spartans issue, which we'll come to in a second, because they're still in the third qualifying round. But when it comes to the first round, we've got six opportunities to have a representation in the second round of the FA Trophy. Mark, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many are going to get through?
Well, it is pretty tough, isn't it? There's tough ties there. I'll go two. I don't know who, but I'll go with two. I think Farsley will be one. You know what? I'm going to go for a shock. I'll go for Marine.
Right. You know what? I said four in my mind, and Marine were on my list. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. I mean, I'm toying with the idea of going to Stockport County this weekend. So watch that game. I'm toying with the idea. But a big good luck to everyone in the first round who flying the flag for the Northern Premier League. A big good luck. There is a team, as we said, still in the third qualifying round. They've got a replay on Saturday. It's Mark's beloved Blyth Spartans. They're hosting Altrincham. Surely Blyth can get the job done on Saturday.
I think they can. It's a fixture that brings up good memories. A couple of years ago in the FA Cup, it was the first round tie for Spartans when they beat Altrincham 4-1. Altrincham having a shocker of a season. You know, Jim Harvey getting sacked this week. But they'll come up against a very different Blyth under Alan Armstrong, playing 4-4-2 for a start, which is something that they never did under Tom Wade. It's still a tough ask. You know, it's still a team from a division higher, but Blyth will hope they can win this game. I would make them favourites. I think there'll be a big crowd there. If the likes of Robbie Dale, Stephen Turnbull, Dan Maguire turn it on, then I think they'll win that one, maybe 2-0. An interesting tie in the next round as well, which would be Macclesfield at home, which I think I'm right in saying Steve Watson, the ex-Newcastle player, is their assistant manager. Will play against or face a manager who he played with in Newcastle's academy, and Alan Armstrong.
Right, that is a stat. Well done. Well done, Mark. That's super. So a big good luck to everyone in cup competitions. That's what we're basically saying. But it's now time to look to the league. And this Saturday, there's some very, very intriguing matches taking place. And I'm looking at the fixtures. I'm looking at the league table. And to my mind, one fixture sticks out to me at the moment as perhaps game of the day. It's fifth against sixth. It's Hensford Town against Warrington Town. What do you reckon?
Yeah, two clubs who came into the division this season from opposite sides, isn't it? And I think Hensford have recovered well from their relegation. Warrington, maybe I think they started poorly, but they seem to be gaining a bit of momentum now. It's a tough one. Keys Park, never an easy place to go. But I still make Hensford one of the favourites to go up, and I think they'll sneak that one.
It feels like Paul Casey's now got his feet under the table now at Hensford. He's found his feet, hasn't he, at the club? And it's...
Yeah, but what we shouldn't underestimate is the fact that he started bringing in a couple of his own players. You know, he started to work with the squad that he wants rather than working with another manager's squad, which is it's a big plus for him. And he's starting to get results, as you say. He's settling into the job nicely. And I really still think they can go back up.
Now, there's some other big matches taking place. Obviously, last week we billed it as Super Saturday. it feels bad now because it feels like we're demeaning this week's Saturday's match. And we're not. It's just not as super as last week. But there's still some very important matches. Rusha Olympic, it's top v bottom. Rusha Olympic are travelling to Corby Town. It's a question which we've been asking now for the last couple of weeks. Can Corby Town get out of the mire they're in, or are they doing a Stafford, a Drolsden, a Colwyn Bay, a Hyde this season?
I think it's option B, to be honest. it's a lot of changes at Corby over the last few years. Far from, if you can ever have an impressive relegation, I don't think you can, but it was far from impressive last season. There wasn't much of a fight put up. And it just seems like the negativity has rolled over into this season. Probably taking longer to shake off than they would have hoped. Two wins from the 21 games, which is abysmal form. And you're meeting a Rush Hall team who are banging form, and I think they'll win that one quite comfortably.
It's 31 points the gap at the moment. That's a pointless stat, I'll grant you. But still, it does go to show you the gap at the moment after 22 games. So that's Rush Olympic. They're looking to stay out in front, obviously. Buxton are in second position, 1 point off the league leaders. And Buxton this weekend, well, they're hosting Skelmersdale United. And I think Skelmersdale might be a bit sore after last weekend.
Very much so. It's a tough one going to Buxton at the best of times, but they're having a great season, Martin McIntosh. I think sometimes he doesn't get the credit that he deserves for the job that he's done at Buxton. He's he's got a bit of a conveyor belt of players who've gone into the Football League and made good careers there. Skelmersdale, not having the season everyone thought they might have this season. Tends to be the other way around, doesn't it, where they start really well and end poorly. So you do worry for them a little bit. You know, they're six points from safety at the moment. Going to a Buxton who are confident, high on confidence and in good form, and haven't been beaten at home this season. So I think that one is a comfortable Buxton win.
Also at home this weekend is Whitby Town. They're in third position, same number of points as Buxton, 1 point off the league leaders. It's so tight up at the top. Whitby Town this weekend are hosting Nantwich Town, and it feels like we've reached a crossroads with Nantwich this season. It feels like they need to get 3 points, and this would be a very good place to get those 3 points.
It'll be a very tough place to get them. I think it just depends on which Nantwich turn up. You know, we all know how good they are going forward, but they can have an ability to leak goals as well. I say this every time I come on, but what a job Chris Hardy's done at Whitby.
Absolutely,
you know, he stepped up into the Evo Stick and really rejuvenated that squad. And I would love to see Whitby still be in the playoffs come the end of the season. I hope he does, because he's a great guy, great philosophy on the game, and I think they'll win that one.
And looking on at the moment, trying to get themselves back into the playoff positions, Spennymoor Town. Spennymoor Town are hosting Micklover Sports on Saturday. And Micklover Sports are in this pack of teams, we keep mentioning it, Marine, Stafford Rangers, even Colville now, I think. Micklover Sports, Grantham, Barwell. Nobody would like to play them, I don't think, because you really don't know what you're going to get from them. But Spennymoor, they had all the cup runs, obviously, but it's now time to focus on the league, isn't it?
Well, it is, but just in terms of the pack of teams that you mentioned there, I think we get this every year, don't we? A group of teams that we talk about as outside bets for the playoffs, but they're also in danger of getting, you know, dragged into the relegation fight. And I think this one, it's not an easy game to call, but Spenny, for me, you know, three or four games in hand on teams above them, the quality that they've got in the squad, you know, players who were playing in the National League last season, it's a quality squad that Jason Ainsley's put together. I still, actually, if I'm honest, make Spenny my title favourite. I rate them that highly.
Is the pressure on, though, Mark, now? Is it on?
Yes.
And obviously, Jason's quite capable, obviously, but the pressure is on, isn't it?
It is now, yeah, because, you know, it's all well and good saying, oh, they've got three games in hand on people, but they mean nothing if you lose all three. It's, you know, it's a wasted opportunity. So it is a case of, but like you said, with Nantwich, it's now or never. I mean, Nantwich have got 5 games in hand on some teams above them. But I think with Spenny, maybe the expectation of the squad they've got in place, as I say, the quality they've got running through it, there's probably a little bit more pressure on them to win these games in hand and get themselves, you know, right back amongst the, I wouldn't even say just the playoff spots, but to put in a title challenge, which I think they're more than capable of, and that's got to start this weekend.
It's been a good few weeks for Colville Town, certainly, and Colville Town, I put them in that pack of teams in the lower mid-table area who can beat anybody in the day on the day, and they're travelling to Workington this weekend, and Workington, they put on a bit of a sharp run, didn't they? They started to get towards the playoffs, then they've slipped back again, but still involved.
Yeah, they are, very much so. You know, again, it's I think Workington maybe in a similar situation to Blyth, where people don't like travelling up there. You know, it's a long journey no matter where you are, and it's a tricky one to get to. But again, I think the Workington for me are just unpredictable. Both teams are, as you quite rightly said, so this one probably isn't the easiest one to call. I'll sit on the fence nice and firmly and say it'll be a 1-1 draw, but again, I think Workington will put together a run of form and they'll be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
Now then, this one is, of all the fixtures, that I feel like this one's the most intriguing. Ashton United against Stourbridge. Now, Stourbridge, clearly, I think they think they can have the cake and eat it, unlike Theresa May. I think they can do that. And Stourbridge, what do you think? Because this is a banana skin for Stourbridge. It's a must win for Ashton United, but it's also a must win for Stourbridge. So draw. Yes,
clearly. No, it's, you know, the one thing about these two sides is they're great to watch as well. They're both like getting forward. They've both got a lot of attacking talent. I think Ashton's still maybe recovering from losing the managerial team, but that will come in time. They've got two much talent in that squad to stay where they are on the table. Both sides, for me, will challenge for the playoffs. I literally think there could be 12 or 13 teams will be looking at the playoffs come the end of the season.
And there's three more matches we need to talk about, which involve teams down the bottom end of the table who are literally fighting, I think, at the moment. I'm throwing in Halesowen Town into that mix. I think Halesowen are going to be all right. Halesowen are hosting Grantham Town this weekend. They've got games in hand, Halesowen. They are very, very capable, aren't they? And they can literally, it's an easy thing to say, but they can beat anybody on the day. There's also Frickley Athletic against Ilkeston. That's probably the biggest game of the weekend, I'm going to suggest, down the bottom end of the table. And Barwell against Sutton Coldfield Town. Sutton Coldfield Town on a bit of a bounce after last weekend's results. Barwell are on a superb run of form at the moment. Where do you see these three fixtures going?
I think Barwell will win that game. I'm quite a big admirer of the job done at Barwell by Jimmy Ginnelly. He's not got a massive amount of money to spend there. He tends to spend what he does very wisely. And I think they'll win that one quite comfortably. Frickley is just such a tough one to call. Ilkeston apparently are going through changes in their structure. Got another press release today, works in that another player being released because of a change in the playing structure. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out over the next few weeks. All three are just tough games, you know, the hard to call sides that aren't going to be high on confidence. But I can see Barwell win that game. I think Ilkeston Frickley will be a draw. And I think Halesowen will sneak that one. I think they will come into form, and there's a lot of quality in that squad again. It's probably a little bit of a false position.
Well, Mark Crovers from the Non-League Daily. What's going on in the world of Non-League Daily this coming week?
We've had a few big interviews. At the moment, there's one coming out today and tomorrow with Julio Arca, the former Sunderland and Middlesbrough midfielder, who's playing in the Northern League now, speaking about his career in Argentina when he played with the likes of Riquelme and Tevez and Aguero, people like that, all the way through to when he was at Sunderland and Middlesbrough, and then his time in the Northern League, which is interesting for me, because obviously a guy who we used to watch play in the Premier League is now playing in the Northern League, which is fantastic for South Shields. But we've got a number of big interviews coming up before Christmas. I'll not be saying who, we'll leave that as a bit of a surprise, but it's a busy time for everyone in the game, isn't it? And we're no different.
And where's the best place to read what's going on in the Non-League Daily? Where can people go?
It's on nonleaguedaily.com, updated every day, and as I say, a few big interviews to keep an eye out for.
Well, Mark Rovers from the Non-League Daily, a big thank you for the array of information you've shared with the listener on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend, and actually, you have a lovely Christmas, Mark.
You too, and everyone who listens to the podcast.
Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition. A big thank you to all my guests for joining me this week, but a special thank you to Barwell FC TV on YouTube, Spennymoor Town FC TV on YouTube, and Hensford Town TV on YouTube, plus Ollie Osborne at Barwell and Tallman Videos at Hensford for allowing us to use their beautiful interviews on this week's show. And a big thank you to all the managers who've also appeared on this week's edition too. But that's it for this week's show. Remember, you can follow the show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show, and you can get involved with all the chatter, discussions and banter on the old internet, that's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. A big good luck to all our sides in the FA Trophy and Stourbridge in the FA Cup. We hope you win and make it through to the next round. Thank you, dear listener, for joining me. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your EvoStick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.